Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barb Luther is our guest, folks. She's a member of our Brain Trust, the owner and the founder of the Luther Law Firm. Barb, thanks again for being here. You want to tell us how we can find you online?
Sure. We're at www.theLutherLawFirm.com.
TheLutherLawFirm.com. So check that out, folks, and it's an intellectual property of a firm, and I encourage you to find yourself an intellectual property law firm to have. You know, years and years ago, Barb, David Dossi and I got to know each other. And he, like you, he's been on my show. And so, I mean, I'm talking about a dozen years ago, he and I got together, and he's been doing my stuff. I mean, I've had an intellectual property attorney basically, you know, available to me anytime. It's made a big difference in my business. So, folks, I encourage you. And you know what? David and I have only met one time. We've met one time in all these years. We've worked remotely all these years. So there's no reason why you can't work with Barb from wherever you are. Right, Barb? You got folks all over the place, don't you?
Absolutely. We're always doing Skype and FaceTime, too, More than a phone call, too.
Yep, exactly. So, Barb, you've got some good news and some bad news from an IP standpoint. Talk to us about that.
Okay. Well, I'm working in the trenches every day, working with the government offices, trying to get small businesses better protection. So I watch very closely to see which way the wind is blowing. And the good news is that we've started getting actions from the patent office examiners who look over your patent application in less than a year.
Wow.
And that is that's a huge improvement.
They've got way behind for a while there, didn't they? 3 or 4 years.
They did, yeah. They've been opening additional offices around the country and hiring more people. So that's what we're seeing.
Well, that's good
news. That's the good news. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, from the Copyright Office the other day, we file electronically there.
Mm-hmm.
If you file electronically, you get it in a year less, actually, than if you mail it in.
Wow.
It is a difficult process, though, so you probably want to call somebody like us the first time to do it.
Somebody
and then maybe figure it out from there. But anyway, so we've got something, a return document in 3 months instead of 4. So that was the good news.
Mm-hmm.
But the bad news is that, Jim, the Supreme Court has been bollocksing up things lately. And one of them is that you mentioned software patents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have made rulings that make it harder and harder to get a software patent. And if the one you as a
lot of people were squatting, a lot of people were creating things and kind of squatting on them, weren't they? And isn't that what caused the Supreme Court to do some of the things they've done, where people had they were sitting on software programs that they really weren't using?
You could say that was a problem, but that's part of the whole system. The idea is that if you see somebody squatting, well, then you just go in and vent around them, darn
it.
And, in fact, the same thing had happened in biotech, and you got us a ruling that was really hard in that area. A company had the rights to some isolated genes that are associated with breast cancer, and they failed to license it to other people so it could become more widely available.
Mm-hmm.
And so then people sued them to invalidate their patent, get rid of their patent, and the Supreme Court agreed with that.
Hmm.
But as they agreed with that, they agreed that a lot of other patents that support drugs for many other cancers and diseases might also be invalid and no good. And so this maybe knocked the knees out from under that industry.
So is the Supreme Court qualified? I mean, this sounds like something that might be a little bit. No disrespect intended. This sounds like it might be something that might be a little bit above the capability of the Supreme Court to understand. What do you think? Am I wrong about that?
I think it is. I think it is. I think they get
not that they're not smart. Not that they're not smart enough, but mm-hmm. but I'm not sure that the way they look at things that licenses, software licenses. I don't know. I don't know enough about it maybe to comment on that. But it seems to it makes me wonder. What do you think?
Yes, that problem because they go for the brightest attorneys from the top schools, but many of those have public policy degrees
right.
or political science degrees.
Right.
And not hard science
right.
degrees.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah, they're kind of relying on the lawyers to twist and turn each side and mm-hmm. try and figure out you know what the basis is.
Right.
So it's difficult.
Very interesting.
So what we need to do is we small businesses need to get together and talk to our congressmen and make sure that they understand the needs of small business.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to
the
IP laws.
Right. Excellent point. Hey, Barbara, got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Barbara Luther, ladies and gentlemen, theLutherLawFirm.com. Check it out. Intellectual Property Law Firm. I encourage you to check it out and see what she can do to help you. I got to go for this hour. No. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.